So don't stare into the eye.
That shit was
definitely stare into the eye.
Right.
This one's got a bloody eye. It's all red.
Yeah, it's like HAL 2000.
Oh god.
Ian named his recorder Valentine.
I can't do that, Matt.
So Matt, you'd seen the cell before?
Yeah, I've only seen it once or twice. I really enjoyed it.
Just pick one.
Yeah, right.
I've seen it between one and two times.
Did you see it at the theater when it came out back in 2000?
No, I did not.
Okay, yeah, no, I remember seeing it and being all into it. I remember the director, Tarsim Singh, being a big thing with music videos in the mid to late 90s.
It was that makes like sense. A music video.
Well, it's all he came from set design stuff and art direction stuff. He did a bunch of stuff with Madonna and people like that, music videos like that. Worked with Mark Romanek. There's a music video she did called Bedtime Story.
Yeah,
it has a lot of imagery that's basically lifted from this. And I made that joke about the R.E.M. music video, that's me in the corner. And that's like the same set as the part with the bathtub and the window in the rain and stuff. So he's definitely being very derivative of his own material early on there. Okay. But I think it was a chance to kind of showcase all of that.
Plagiarism.
Yeah, self-plagiarism. That said, I think that some of the more straightforward stuff is still pretty well photographed and looks cool enough.
Some of it looked a little blurry.
Well, yeah.
I was like, get it in focus, guys.
Well, it's just were heavy with that Vaseline on that lens.
Yeah. Make J-Lo
if they had a Kickstarter, I would have given them like $10 extra to sharpen that moistness.
This was back in the day when they shot on film, I guess. It's an old DVD, not even a Blu-ray. I'd be curious to know if they've got if the Blu-ray looks good or if the visual effects are the probably don't really hit.
I bet
those
trees at the end look fucking horrible.
Maybe.
What year did this come out?
So what 2000? You're saying is that none of that was real.
Yes.
That makes a little more sense.
In the 90s. It would be neat to see how much of it is practical and actual set design and stuff, too. Because they didn't green screen that big desert or anything.
There's a documentary about the practicality of this stuff called Practical Magic. It's a documentary about the tricks of the trade. How to make Jennifer Lopez more attractive. That's what the movie's about.
Tricks of the trade. You should see it.
I'm pretty sure Practical Magic has the House of My Dreams in it.
What?
What? Yeah, what?
Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock. Practical Magic.
Is that a movie?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't think I know that one.
I don't know that.
Not to be confused with the Coven or the...
Yeah, not that movie.
Or Harry Potter.
The Witches of Eastwick.
Or Harry Potter.
Also
or
full
that.
Of magic.
Yes.
And...
If you liked The Cell, you'd also like Harry Potter.
Oh my god, they couldn't be more different.
Well, let's see, there's Dreamscape, and then there's an Inception, if you're going to talk about getting into the minds
dreamy.
Of people.
Yeah, other dream movies.
That's right.
What that other dream movies are there besides
that?
That would be your two, your trifecta.
Movie
that
this
no,
that
one's different. Well, yeah.
Well, it's different, but it's, I don't know, there's some like that weird torture feeling.
And then the Cube 2, Hypercube.
And like people getting cut up.
Ooh,
and
Hypercube.
Shit.
That's
I
a
don't
good,
know.
You should
like
pick
the
maybe
Saw
I
movies.
Saw
that's a real movie, Hypercube.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Those movies are stressful.
It's a bit of a precursor, yeah. I mean, it's pretty dark and gruesome compared to what they were doing back in 2000 in terms of that stuff. It's weird, though, because I forgot how much actual detective stuff it has at the beginning, where it's like it really does like two movies, and then it kind of completely abandons that.
Uh-huh.
And like it's like all the detectives take a nap while they try out this experimental thing, and then they get back to the good old fashioned detective work, and that ends up kind of being.
There was that guy who was dusting things,
right?
You know, while they were waiting.
Yeah.
The fact that he had to put on a goddamn multi-million-dollar suit and delve into someone else's mind to look at a memory of a carving that he had seen when he was down in the basement is goddamn ridiculous.
There was dirt.
It was there.
It was dirt in the basement.
Yeah.
He was sitting there getting his intestines pulled out, and he's going, oh, wait, There was a carving!
Yeah. Idiot.
It's a bit contrived. It's a bit contrived. They could have done a better job there. Yeah. It might be a film with better effects now and stuff that I could see them remaking or doing kind of a spiritual sequel to.
Why remake a classic?
I think the effects were awesome.
Yeah, I know. They looked. A lot of the stuff was practical. So
it was fantastic.
It was pretty cool.
I mean, this
makeup
is,
was really neat.
I would find this on AMC.
The costumes
were
really cool.
I think it's been on AMC before, yeah. So, Matt, what were you digging about this time around?
I really appreciated all the camera movement. They moved the camera around in a lot of really interesting ways.
Mm-hmm. Better than stale camera.
Without it being, like, all you're thinking about.
Right.
That always seems to be the trick for me, is how to move the camera without drawing attention to it and breaking the illusion. I mean, in this case, there's so much stuff going on visually that it kind of is a natural thing, and it's almost like a effective perspective thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how exact, since you guys operate cameras, how exactly did they do all of that?
I think the...
All of it.
Like the
they didn't use any zooms ever, as far as I could tell.
Like how about that flipperoo? Everybody, the flipperoo that they
rig, yeah.
They're like
probably
boom flipperoo, and then they pulled another flipperoo.
Yeah.
How do you flipperoo like that?
Like it
over
I think
a river.
I would have used one of those techno cranes, the super techno cranes.
Right.
It's a telescoping crane, so you'd be able to make that big arc. Yeah. First step one, play techno.
Yeah.
Step two, crane.
And then you can build a lot of these things too. I mean, you know, you could make a little half fake river for the purposes of a close shot, to and then cut it with other footage.
River. The flipperoo baptism shot was really cool, and they took it all the way underwater there.
So half of that water was not real.
It was probably real water. This might not have been a real river, and you know, out in the woods or wherever.
It looked pretty convincing.
It's the illusion of cinema. Yeah.
I guess it could have been vodka. They fooled me.
It evaporates faster for cleanup, so.
Yeah. And it cleans all the parts in the machine.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. People take it home with them.
Yeah.
Don't wring your clothes out. No. Wait till you get home.
I'll do it.
Plug up the bathtub.
Don't worry, boy. Jesus wants you to get drunk.
All the set members just have ladles.
So this director did this movie, and then it took a while, and then did The Fall, which has a lot of similar.
Ooh, The Fall.
Similar imagery.
That's a good movie too. Yeah, it is. It's very. It's the same dude.
Yeah, it's the same guy, yeah. With a lot of the desert stuff and flowing fabrics and kind of an imaginative.
That was a good
quality
movie.
And then did. Like the Immortals or something. One of those
good.
Snow White movies. I forget which one it was.
Oh, Snow White and the Huntsman?
No, I don't know, but I don't think it was that one.
Maybe
that's
one.
Too bad.
There was two that they made that were Snow White-esque. Mm-hmm. One had Julia Roberts. He did the one with Julia Roberts.
That sounds shitty.
Yeah. Mm. So he's kind of had more popularity now, but he hasn't really done like better work. I think The Cell might be his one chance when they gave him a bunch of money and let him kind of just an excuse to just do a bunch of crazy visual.
Was
stuff.
Julie Roberts the Huntsman?
No, Julie Roberts, I think, was actually... I didn't see it. I don't know anything about it, so I'm going to just talk completely out of
She school. Was happy.
She was like the... Maybe she was like the evil queen in some weird spinned out version of it that
okay.
was totally
I
different.
Know.
Mm-hmm. Like made for TV,
about.
NBC.
No, it was...
Like Merlin with Sam Neill.
No, it wasn't
it was
like Merlin
weird.
With Sam Neill. Kind of, but
I feel
not
like
really.
I know what I think.
It's kind of like Gone Girl was a Lifetime movie, but it wasn't on Lifetime, but it had a big soundtrack, and it was... David Fincher movie.
That movie.
Oh, David Fincher.
My folks gave me that for my birthday. I'm like, okay, I'll watch Gone Girl now. Some of my friends said it was good. I'm like, okay.
They're like, don't get married too quickly.
Yeah, right.
Your girl could do this to you. Sorry, spoiler alert.
I haven't seen it yet either.
What?
So I haven't heard anything.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I heard they had to get extra large cameras to fit all of Ben Affleck's arms in those scenes.
Mm. How many arms does he have?
He has two, presumably.
Prince Goro.
But you wouldn't know it from looking at it. You would think that that's...
Mortal Kombat
style. That's several arms.
Mm-hmm. He's training to be the old Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to have multiple arms to handle that J-Lo booty.
Mm. Well, I mean, that's done with, right?
You squeeze with your arms, you need...
It's true. I mean, you want grip strength.
Now he has to keep Jennifer Garner in line.
Daredevil, to Elektra are together?
Oh, yeah. He's moved on to the next generation.
That's good.
Thank you.
Have a little baby. We call it Derelectro.
They probably could, yeah. They're from Hollywood. They might do that. They name their kids like they're disposable out there.
I wonder if
two he's not going to live long enough. He's going to die in a gutter from a heroin overdose when he's 13. What difference does it make if we call him super califragilistic?
Oh, two. Man. Yeah. I just found out how Mike Tyson's daughter Exodus died today. That was...
Whoa.
I guess she, like... This is really horrible. I shouldn't laugh about that. I guess she strangled to death on an electrical cord while, like, playing on a treadmill.
What?
That sucks.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
So
she read the manual
she was
first?
Playing on the treadmill?
No, I mean...
Not exercising. She was going on an Exodus on level 3 walk speed.
There it is. Yeah, when we first... I was reading this with another person in the room. And and when we read that she had, in fact, died, he made an Exodus remark. Mm.
Yeah. That Mike Tyson.
Most people would.
He's a tricky devil. Once he eats enough ears, he becomes super.
Mm-hmm. Super Mike Tyson.
That's what you've heard, right?
Is he ears? Yeah.
He's 3 ears away, and he'll be able to fly.
Ears and opponent's children.
Then he's Van Gogh, right? He's a little literary.
And we're back to Gone Girl.
Right. Oh, I mean, it's a dark movie. It's a dark
dog, but we never left.
In the South, yeah.
Ben Affleck is my life.
All right.
Yeah, that movie. Ugh,
I call him Benny.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
It's a good Benny. Thursday night movie.
I hate Benny.
Because tomorrow's Benny. Friday, and you can just forget about
You're it. Mad at him.
Yeah.
Move on.
No, when I am mad at him, he is Mr. Affleck.
Oh, shit.
There's a whole other Jesus conversation going on.
I don't know it. We're not good enough friends.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of inspired to watch this because the second season of True Detective is going to have Vince Vaughn in it. And he hasn't done anything where he played like a cop or was halfway serious since this movie, I think. He's been pretty much...
Who's the other person playing opposite him? Or his partner.
Member. There's three
Vince,
people.
The other Vince.
No.
D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio.
No.
I thought they were both going to be brunettes this time. Been there, done that.
You said earlier it was a Vince Vaughn-ish
moving
character.
Moving on to brunettes. Yeah. And then season 3 of True Detective
is the True Detective
right.
episode. You said who it was, and it was, I remember thinking, oh, that is a Vince Vaughn-ish like person.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't remember.
Vaughn-ish is a nice word.
Yeah.
John C. Reilly. That's who it is.
Ooh.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think he's in it. He's a good other actor. He used to do a whole lot of mostly serious and kind of quiet stuff, and now does mostly comedies, you know?
Yeah, he always played like the...
For your health.
Like the...
That's not
the nice guy in the background who, like, gives support.
Yeah.
Magnolia.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Great performance. Yep.
Logan Nance.
P.T. Anderson.
Mm-hmm. How much you bench? 300? That's cool. 350.
You even lift, bro.
That's what he said to Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg said, I lift my penis only, and then I fuck the ladies, and they film it. That's an actual line from the movie.
Well, it's pretty weak.
I know. The writing,
he was learning. Paul
the writing
Thomas,
was something
he wasn't quite there yet. It's no There Will Be Blood. But that was one of the pornos that they made. Hey,
I think that maybe The Cell should have closed with a Boogie Nights ending with J-Lo looking in the mirror and saying, you're a bright fucking star. And looking at her ass, of course.
That would work. I have a couple of stars. No objections to that.
I mean, she was wearing so little clothes, it seems like it would be appropriate.
It's a nice twist, Boogie Cell.
So, real quick, it was really odd. She was never really wearing. I mean, the most clothes she ever wore was the suit, and then she
blanket.
I mean, the suit was more covering. I mean, it was less form. I guess the blanket was less form-fitting.
I saw that blanket. I was like, take that heavy shit off.
But, I have to say but a lot because it's J-Lo. Mm-hmm. But, you'll notice that even though she was almost never wearing hardly anything, there was always something obscuring it in every shot. Like when she was leaning over Mr. E, little kid, you know, like it was like the blanket was like ruffled up in front of her.
Whoa, Mr. E, I just got
that. Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. I just got it.
Edward Nigma.
Mr. E.
Yeah.
Because his first name's Edward.
Yeah. Nigma.
For anybody that can't see, we have Sandman.
Oh, it's a deep cut.
Making jokes.
Not to be confused with Neil Gaiman Sandman.
Oh, shit.
That's a good Sandman.
Speaking of stars, Matt, how many do you give the cell? What is it, out of five?
Always out of five.
Four? Because you can cheat that way.
Can you do points?
Well,
you can do half points.
Half points.
If I thought about it long enough, I might give it less. But I feel like I'd give it 4 out of 5.
Yeah, it's if kind of, you I thought really about it longer, you might give it less.
Yeah, I think the more I...
The more you, like, picked apart the plot and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, is that with most things?
Oh, and it was really good.
If you think on things long enough, do they become less satisfactory over time?
No, not with most things.
Like, that pizza was good, but now that I think about it, that pizza was shit.
With most things, I'd probably find more reason to enjoy them, but for whatever reason, I just feel...
Hello!
Hello, Claire.
Hi!
I know you guys are doing podcasts.
You had to do it.
I did. I had to do it.
What? There's a podcast going on here?
I'm sorry.
How was your...
It was so good.
Everyday entrance.
I'm sorry. I was just in my car, like, singing about my 3 days off. I was, like, driving along. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna have 3 days off. And then I was like, it's gonna be magical. And I just went on. So I was in this mood of like, I'm singing about how lazy I'm gonna be. I was all excited about it. So I was like, I just need to sweep in there. I heard talking when I drove up, and I heard like,
the laziness?
Well, the movie was really blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I need to interrupt this shit real quick. I was like, I am on a high right now, and I just need to spread that.
It's because she spent so much time with you, she doesn't get in person.
Oh, really? Was all of the cells? Did you watch the cell?
Yeah,
I am really glad I wasn't there.
Oh boy, you really are. That was a shitty movie.
I looked at Matt and I'm like, yeah, that's why I kind of pushed towards Gremlins 2 last year. He's like, you're right. Yeah. And I'm like, I know I'm right.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm right, fucker. I know I'm right. Okay, you didn't tell me I'm right.
I was eating at the beginning and then had to stop.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no!
You can't put anything in when stuff's coming out.
Oh gosh! Oh, that sounds horrible.
Which was also the plot of the movie.
We were just doing the star thing.
I don't want to interrupt your podcast anymore. They already have.
It's over.
Is it over?
Matt, Matt, we were discussing something.
Did you hate it, honey?
If you think too much.
No, I really liked it.
Oh, you
4 out of 5.
But
you
would have hated
it though.
You would have given that a -1,000.
Yeah, probably.
That's not an option.
You can't cheat. I think you would have given it like a 2.
I would have given it like all hands and toes down.
Yeah. That's also not an option.
Well, it is an option in my book.
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Oh, you just over me?
Whoa. Yeah.
Just jumping around? Willy-nilly?
Yeah.
What did you give it?
You're just going to go off on a tangent.
That's cool.
I'll wait till she's done.
Oh.
I think
anyway.
She wants to explain.
Are you the first one?
I think that there... No.
Oh,
no, I'm cheating.
Now it's
I'm Galen. Cheating and I'm going.
Do it.
And I'm
do
going
it.
Because you did.
It's okay. We'll go reverses on this.
So 3.5 because I think it's a really visually very interesting movie. However, it is really disturbing. It like really, it makes me feel sick because there's some really fucked up, really heavy stuff in that movie. Yeah. But
what's the most fucked
I
up?
I feel
thing?
Like
I don't want to.
I don't even know.
I'm just thinking of it right now.
It's definitely the horse.
What? Because you know, in that movie, they were constantly on the borderline of: is this too fucked up, or is this just the right amount of fucked up,
Or is this a porno?
Are we gonna?
This is not a PG-13 podcast, is it?
What?
This is 2002, so like, there's more gruesome stuff.
I don't know.
Like a
second time seeing it, first time
really
I saw it in theaters when it came out, I still sort of feel
the
same
way
about it.
Context,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm intrigued, but I'm bothered.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really give it a 5. I don't know. It just creeps me out.
That's that's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
Alan, where do you land on this thing?
I'm going to settle in nicely at a 4.5.
Oh, wow.
Whoa! People are crazy.
What'd you give it, hon?
4.
I'll say this for my reasoning. When I see a movie that is supposed to be artistic, and it's supposed to be... I know artistic is very vague, but, you know, it's supposed to be very vivid. And it's supposed to be, you know, kind of psychologically damaging.
Right.
And then you watch it, and it's exactly those things, and it
it's
gives
successful.
You exactly what you want. It's successful, exactly. And I think there's enough suspense to where, you know, kind of pulls that 7 kind of feeling, where you're up to the very last minute, like, trying to figure out what the fuck's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good movie. Maybe not a 5-star. I mean, Willy
right.
Wonka is a 5-star if you want to
For
wanna
sure.
Age.
Yeah, the remake, absolutely. Right?
Yep.
I don't know. I like the original. It's good stuff. Gene Wilder. He's fucking A.
That's the joke, because the remake is amazing, but the original is like kind of,
Helicopter.
You know.
Right? There's something about just techno versions of Willy Wonka songs that does it for me.
Maybe I was in a really bad place when I saw that remake.
I'm going to give it a soft 2.
A soft 2?
And when I say soft 2, I'm
like
of course...
Two.
I'm referring to poop.
So like, it feels good.
Ghost
Coming
out of you.
It's all white and ghosty.
And you're really
glad
it's
getting rid of
gone.
A ghost poop. Yeah, I'm really happy that movie's over. I mean, it was fun to make fun of.
Man.
It was. I would give it much less if it hadn't been so beautiful. It was so, so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And even things like the torture drowning room, the attention to detail was insane.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, everything was just awesome. The cinematography was awesome. The movie itself, it was so stupid.
It was
so
really
stupid. What, muscle suits hung from wires? Why would you ever do that?
Why wouldn't you look
and again
at his stuff and just wipe a little bit of dust?
Again, they had
pour some milk on it. Whatever.
Milk.
They have this woman
plenty.
Who is we don't even know what she does. They never referred to, like, obviously
she's
there's Dr. Kent.
Child psychologist or something.
But how did she end up, like, how did she become qualified to go into people's dreams?
They first Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
She...
There's only one.
There could be only one. Highlander style.
Mm-hmm. But, again, real quick, just, I cannot get over, she, who apparently is qualified to go into people's dreams, can't deal with the fact that she's gone into this person's dream. So they send in Vince Vaughn, who... Again, his great moment as a detective is that he suddenly remembers when he's in someone else's dream something he had seen earlier. It doesn't make any sense.
That's a good point. That part was kind of a little flawed. Because here she is, this successful, you know, dream invader. And she somehow just can't handle this guy's
shit. Oh, man.
Shit.
They should have called it
this
that.
Is next
Dream Invader.
Yeah, Dream Invaders is a much better title.
Remake, yeah.
I would watch that. 4 stars.
Right. I think I'll give it a 3.5 because of everything everybody else has said kind of in an amalgamation is correct. Tyler's right that some of the plot stupidities could be improved upon in a second pass with the writing. They could have... Because they show at the beginning that these guys are pretty solid detectives doing real detective work to catch the guy... But then they shit the bed when it comes to just the simple follow-up of, what's he been doing lately? Where's he been traveling often in the last thing?
He was brushing his teeth in his office. That's not a man who has a lot of time on his hands.
Oh, I got one more. The girl's going to die in 40 hours.
Right.
They're like a third of the way along that timeline. They try to go into his brain and they fail. And then everybody takes a break and relaxes for a long time.
What?
Let's just talk. Let's catch up.
It's less than 2 days.
You do get the sense that there's a sense of urgency for him, but then he kind of turns that off just so he can kind of coax her into getting back into doing it. Like, sometimes it's one of those things where some dingbat needs to be, you know, petted. And, are you okay? Are you all right? okay, yeah. We need to go back in there and do this now, right? Okay, come on, get with it, you know?
Oh, and again, the insanity of them, the FBI showing this group of people who have no idea what's going on, what it amounts to a snuff film also. Just kind of letting it run in the background as this woman's dying in this film. And then they're trying to explain what's happening. That doesn't make any
Oh, and they're watching it all at the table?
Yeah.
Yeah, who would sit there and listen to this guy talk about this case when there's a person dying in the background? Wouldn't they be like, will you please turn that off? Yeah.
I think they were short on time.
I'm sorry, there's a person screaming.
They had to pack as much in as they could.
I mean, that's true.
Because they're so short on time, they're like, I gotta watch that video.
They're so short on time, they want people to pay attention. You don't do that by having someone dying in the background, because then they say, I'm sorry, I can't hear you over this dying person's screams that you won't turn off!